to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and for 195 episodes now, we've just been sitting in my bed, having a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about Game 4 of the New York Knicks Philadelphia 76ers series. So, it's the playoffs, this is round one, and it's all kicking off. We love the Sixers, the Knicks are one of our biggest rivals, and it was a very sad game today. The score was 97-92, Knicks. But if you didn't watch, or if you did watch, we're going to give you a recap.
And some feelings about it.
Yes.
Yeah, so now the series is 3-1 Knicks. Best of seven series, first team to win four. Game five is at Madison Square Garden, so just about a mile and a half from here. On Tuesday, first thing that stood out to me, aside from before we start really talking about the game itself, was how many Knicks fans were in the building in Philadelphia, which is nauseating to me. And John Starks, former Knick, with a courtside seat. And then the other night, he was courtside also. I think Carmelo might have been there with him. I just don't know how that's allowed to happen. Like how the Sixers, as an organization, would allow Knicks, a former Knick, and I know he works for the organization, to sit courtside, and how so many Knick fans are even allowed in the building. Like, they have to be able to control who's getting these tickets. It really drove me nuts.
Well, when they do the tickets, they don't ask you, are you a Knick fan? Are you a Sixers fan?
But they can control how many tickets are out there on the open market to be sold. And I think Sixers fans who are selling their tickets need to not sell their tickets to Knick fans. How about that? Instead of just putting them out there on StubHub, how about Sixers fans actually use their tickets or sell them to Sixers fans?
Well, that makes pretty much more sense.
Ugh. Seeing like MVP chants for Brunson, or when Deuce McBride would shoot a three and you hear Deuce. I didn't like any of it.
Sounded more like you were at Madison Square Garden.
It was brutal. I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't like it. Sixers got off to a good start. Embiid was really good to start. Brunson was everything the Knicks had.
Yeah. But it's Embiid, he was great for the Sixers.
In the first half.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the first half right now.
Yeah.
First half. But when they took him out for those like two, three minutes.
They take him out like for the first half of the second quarter. He played the whole first quarter. Yeah.
It's the Knicks really take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And that's like the Sixers' weakness. When Embiid's not in, they only have Maxey, and Maxey can only do so much.
Yeah, so, the offense runs through Embiid.
Yeah,
and so when he's not out there,
they
everything
don't have
else
any
suffers.
Offense
and the defense, such a good rim defender that the Knicks could just go to the basket at ease.
Yeah,
and they couldn't score. They had like a 6 minute stretch where they didn't score. Brunson was on another planet, set a Knicks franchise record with 47 points in a playoff game. And the Sixers, even when I know that you had taken a bunch of notes, you made like a Sixers-Knicks like board here. Hartenstein got 5,000 in the third quarter. And I remember telling you like, hey, it's a big moment right here because now the Sixers can control the glass. Not the case at all.
It should have been the case. But the Knicks are that powerful, like, I guess you can call it like that, and that they have the players that they can work around without Hartenstein, and they honestly were a little bit better.
Yeah, they were better, and I would say that their effort was so great, and that should go to show you that, like, when you play basketball, or when you're watching others play basketball, it doesn't matter how big you are certain times. Like, I was always the smallest kid on the court. You're probably always going to be the smallest kid on the court. If you play hard and if you play with a ton of effort, you can make a massive impact. Because the Knicks, the tallest guy out there was OG Anunoby. He's like 6'8", and he's trying to guard Embiid. And in the fourth quarter stats, the Knicks had 7 offensive rebounds. They shot terribly from three, and so did the Sixers. Neither team shot well in the fourth quarter. But the Sixers missed their last 11 shots. They scored 3 points in the final 5 minutes of the game, and they got out-hustled, and they couldn't execute. It was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And it was also, like, just, like, the point difference at the end. Like, the Sixers were up at halftime, got a strong start in the third quarter, but then everything, it just fell after that.
Yeah, you're right. They couldn't sustain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't sustain it. They had those lulls. And in the playoffs, you can't have these long stretches when you're not scoring, or those three, I think they had three straight possessions with a turnover.
Yeah.
You can't give things away in the playoffs. And look, what Embiid is doing in the condition that he's in is remarkable.
Yeah.
I thought they should have played more, maybe Nick Batum down the stretch a bit more. But the fact that Jalen Brunson was able to do what he did showed a lot. I think there were some deficiencies defensively from the Sixers, despite them playing some good defense at times, and Brunson just made some amazing shots.
Yeah, just like, especially, Brunson scored a ton in the first, but it's in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in the second half, he was just so dominant.
Yeah.
He was just taking over everything.
Yeah, and there was that one point when he came down the lane and Joel hit him with that forearm.
Yeah.
And he was pissed off. And after that, that's what you should do. Instead of being so annoyed and bothered by somebody where you just shrink.
Yeah.
You use that energy
and you play harder.
Exactly.
So you can get back at that. And it's like, okay, that little mistake, it's fine. I'll make up for it.
Basically. Well, yeah. Or like, hey, someone tried to knock me down. All right, well, I'm going to go win the game and knock them down. Yeah. And, the atmosphere in the Garden on Tuesday night is going to be electric, because the Knicks fans have been pining for a team to root for. And it's tough for me to acknowledge that this Knicks team is easy to root for, because these guys play really hard and they're well coached. I'm not rooting for them in this series, but there aren't any players on this Knicks team where I don't, Jalen Brunson doesn't walk around like a superstar. He doesn't carry in that way. It's a very team-oriented group, which is impressive. Okay, so as you're watching the game, I remember how I used to watch games as a kid. How were you feeling during the game?
Feeling?
Yeah, like, be honest. Like, as the game is going on, Sixers are winning, you feel good. Sixers start losing, Sixers lose. Did it make you feel any certain way?
When they're winning, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they're winning.
Okay. And they lose, and then what?
And they lose, and kind of
like... does it matter? Be honest.
Kind of, yeah.
Why?
It matters because I would definitely, they're the team I root for.
Yeah, sure.
And I would like for them, I would like to see them keep playing for a little bit longer.
Yeah. But it doesn't impact the rest of your day.
No.
Good.
You? How do you feel?
I was annoyed that they lost.
Yeah.
Does it impact the rest of my day emotionally? No. I mean, I would certainly have been like more excited for game five, for sure.
2-2, that's always a fun series.
For sure. So it just stunk. The way they lost was just brutal. This team has a way of just like ripping your guts out at times. They can make you feel, they can make you feel all certain ways during a game.
And I know this is different, but like in the, it was like your Denver. Yeah, that Lakers Denver series. It was 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
That was last night, the game.
Yeah.
Now it's 3-1. So now the series is 3-1.
Yeah.
The series. And I would love, just like the series was with the Lakers, it was 3-0, but they came back, they're like, no, we're not going to let you win. So I would love to see that same energy, the same effort, definitely going into game five.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, would be nice. You have a prediction for game five?
Prediction for game five? I think they're going to pull it off.
Oh.
I think it's going to be close, especially in the fourth. I think it's going to be close.
Okay, and the Sixers are going to pull it off.
So they're going to pull it off.
You have a friend in class who's a huge Knicks fan, and you're the only Sixers fan in your class, right? You think?
Yeah.
You think? There's this one boy who's a big Knicks fan, and
he's very annoying when he talks about the Knicks.
Right, but game five is Tuesday, and spring break ends for you. Your first day back is Wednesday. That would be, I wouldn't like walking back into that class because he's going to taunt you if they win.
And he also sits next to me in class. And I told him the Sixers were going to win in six. But
that can't happen.
That can't happen anymore.
It's going to have to be seven.
It would have to be seven. But, yeah.
I really hope they win game five.
I really hope they win.
Yeah.
Multiple reasons. Exactly. That one.
Anything else?
Anything else? Like,
about this game or anything else?
Game, I think with the whole series, they showed us that they could win in game three.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know it's good. Now we know they can win, and hopefully they can do it again.
I hope so.
And one last thing.
Okay.
Last week, if you listened to our podcast or didn't, we talked about Taylor Swift, especially her new album. And there's this big debate going on. Is she overrated or not? Is Taylor Swift overrated?
There's a debate going on?
Yes, there's a big debate going on if Taylor Swift's overrated.
Who's debating this?
I've heard a bunch of people talking about it.
I don't understand. How can an entertainer be overrated?
Well, they say her songs and her music videos are overrated.
But if she sells a bunch of fans and fans really like her, then she's properly rated. Athletes can be overrated and underrated.
But people say that she's too great and people make too big of a deal about her. So we want to hear from
personal
you.
Personal preference.
Yeah. If you think she's overrated, tell us. You can, when you rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, you leave a comment and tell us. Well, if we get enough by next week, we will tell you the results. We'll tally them up, and we'll tell you the percentage.
Or you can do it if you're watching this on YouTube.
Yes.
You could leave it in the comments right there, and while you're there, just click the subscribe button, and that's the best way to find the podcast and make sure you get it every Monday.
Yeah.
Episode 195.
I know. It's so crazy.
We're almost at 200.
Five. So can you imagine in 5 weeks, it's going to be our 200th podcast.
That's wild. It's almost once a week. We skipped a few weeks, but once a week. For 4 years.
Yeah. That's
maybe
a long
maybe
time.
In that 200 we'll play some
old
we'll
one.
Show some we'll play some clips from the old ones.
Yeah. Also, you can go I think we did didn't we do some we played a few of our old ones when it was for my birthday once when you just did it.
Oh, and
I
episode
100.
And episode 150 too.
152.
Yeah, 150, not 152. 150 also.
Oh, yeah, 150 also.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big monster.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, I love you.
You love you.